The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live from 1:40pm. Stuart Beasley, Ross Briley and Gary Capewell will be joining you in the studio for that. An excellent day of racing to look forward to. There's a great card at Newmarket with two Group 1s, two Group 3s and the Cesarewitch. There's also the final meeting of the year at York, two jumps meetings, Chepstow and Hexham, and an all-weather fixture to finish off the day at Wolverhampton. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, Mark. Thank you.
Good man. What a Saturday we've got coming up.
Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, if you can't enjoy racing of this quality, then you should be looking for another pastime. Seven sumptuous races at the very highest quality. Right in the middle is one of the toughest handicaps of the season, which punters love to get stuck into. It's quality all round.
Certainly is. Anything in the racing world caught your eye of late, Andy? I mean, before we move on to Saturday's action, what do you make of the likes of the new all-weather championship and Martin Dwyer's bans being overturned? Of course, Joseph O'Brien, a jockey you'll know plenty about, he's set a new record in Ireland. So.
Yeah, I mean, Joey's been long... I've been a fan of him for you know, many years, and it's great to see him get the credit and that sort of notoriety that he deserves for breaking Mick Kinnan's long-standing record, which I didn't think was going to be beat for quite a while, but he's managed to do it. Yes, he is riding a lot of good horses from Ballydoyle, you could argue, but you know, he's riding these horses to a very high standard. He's getting them in the right place at the right time, enabling them to win. And like I say, he's had problems with his weight as well. It's not as if he's riding all these lightweights and he can pick and choose who he's riding. His strike rate's fantastic, and long may it continue. What was the other topic you wanted me to talk about?
The All-Weather Championship.
Yeah, I think it's a good concept, but I'm still not quite happy with it running onto that Good Friday.
Mm.
That's the thing that just makes me feel a little bit sour about it. It's slightly tainted. I think that is very sacred, isn't it, that day?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that should be sort of touched, but you know, they've gone down that route, so it doesn't matter how much we bang on about it, it's not going to change it. But I actually think the all-weather kind of structure and the concept is a good one. It's good for racing. Prize money's good, and that's what it's all about. And generating interest on the all-weather is something that, obviously, I advocate because I do enjoy my all-weather racing in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good initiative, just maybe not carried out quite as good as it could have been. So
I just think putting it on that day, ending it on that day is, well, you know, just
making a target.
It's annoying a lot of people that are in the game, and you know, a lot of owners and people who could have had runners perhaps on that probably won't, because they think, well, we're basically voting against it.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how that pans out later on next season, I suppose. But let's talk about Saturday's racing then, Andy. Let's wait no longer, because a great day at Newmarket. We'll look at the two Group 1s and the feature race, the Cesarewitch. And the first of the Group 1s is the 2:35. This is the Middle Park Stakes, which is a 6-furlong Group 1. And we have betting on site already, so you can have a bet if you want. And Great White Eagle is the 9-4 favourite. Hot Streak 4-1. Sudiman is 9-2. Astera 8-1. Supplicant 9s and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. What are your thoughts on this one, Andy?
Yeah, it's a fantastic Middle Park, isn't it? Spiced up by Great White Eagle, the unbeaten horse for Maiden O'Brien's stable, squeezing in there to take on the UK stuff. And I think it's a very, very good Group 1. It's probably one of the best Middle Parks I've seen. Figures-wise, a lot of these have been running to a very high standard. So he's going to find out the very best 6-furlong juvenile that we've got.
Yeah. Who do you think that is?
Well, the best Irish horse I've got over 6 furlongs is Great White Eagle.
Yeah.
He's the number one on the figures. He did an 84 on debut, knocked it out of the park, beat a good couple of horses, then went to the Curragh and did exactly the same figure again, an 84, to prove that you know, he's gone in the right direction. Whether he handles what could end up being soft ground at Newmarket tomorrow, because the forecast is horrendous.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
We're speaking at so 12 o'clock on Friday lunchtime, and I watched the breakfast TV forecast this morning, and from sort of mid-afternoon onwards today, particularly into the evening, they're going to get quite a bit in Newmarket, but then it really gets aggressive through tomorrow morning, and how much rain they'll end up getting and how much it changes the ground is anyone's guess. But it could just slightly concern connections of Great White Eagle. Up to now has performed on a reasonable surface. I think first time out was good to yielding, or maybe yielding, but it was definitely on the quick side when he won last time out. And he's up against several horses who've already got soft ground form in the book, including Hot Streak, who run to an unbelievable fat figure, one of the best two-odd figures I've got, or got in recent times, when he won at Ascot the other week. It was very believable because in that five furlong win when he won the Cornwallis, he ran quicker than the five furlong handicappers on the same card. He beat Steps. For a two-year-old to do that is very, very good. So he's right at the top draw. He's got a good cruising speed. Hopefully Newmarket should suit him. And at the price at the moment, given that what the likely conditions are going to shift over to now, I think if he can get sort of 4-190 to Hot Streak, I think he becomes the value bet.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, he won on good to soft at Ascot, won on soft at York on his second start. So the rain might not be too much trouble. And 4-1 each way.
Exactly. It's hard to see him not, if he runs the same figure, it's hard to see him not being involved in the first three.
Okay, good stuff. There you go. Then Hot Streak in the first of the Group 1s. Moving on to the second of them. And this is the Dewhurst Stakes, which is another Group 1, as I've said. This one's over 7 furlongs. And War Command is the 6-5 favourite for this. Outstrip 7-4. Angile 11-2. And then 14-1, barring those three. War Command, then we've seen him impress on a couple of occasions. What do you make of him?
Well, he was obviously a hugely impressive winner at Ascot, but we've seen several hugely impressive winners at Ascot not exactly go on from that. And he proved that when he kind of blunted his reputation a little bit by getting beat by Surdiman. He was back on track the next time when they stepped him back up to 7 furlongs when he won again at the Curragh in pretty impressive fashion. So he's back on track. If he handles what is probably going to turn out to be rain, soft and ground tomorrow, then he's certainly the one to beat, because figures wise he probably does set a really, really good standard. If I was pricing that up, I haven't seen any betting, but I'd imagine he'd be short price favourite.
6-5,
yeah. I was going to say around about even money. That looks about the right price on what he's done, but conditions wise tomorrow,
never raced on softer than good.
That's the problem, we don't know. So he is up against a couple of horses who've got a bit of soft ground form.
Yeah, the likes of Outstrip.
Yeah, he won well last time out. Bouncing back to form after a slightly below par run the time before. Well, it wasn't below par, I mean, he got beat by Tormore, didn't he? That's probably the wrong way of describing it. But he beat the Great Gatsby very easily. We know he stays well, and his ability to handle rain, soft and ground could be the key in the final reckoning.
Yeah, and Angile, the other one that's in single figures, only raced on good to firm. So if it does carry on raining, I think Outstrip could be the value.
He could outstrip the favourite, yeah. He could be the value. I do like Angel, don't get me wrong, and he's been laid out for this. He's been given a break 93 days, and there's a whole host of horses that Richard Hannon couldn't run, but he's obviously targeted this horse specifically, put him away, kept him fresh. But yeah, conditions very much like the favourite, an unknown with Angel.
Okay, on to the Cesarewitch then, the big race of the day, the Handicap Heritage. Plenty of runners in this, and the betting is headed by Palacator, who's been supported into 7-1 favourite. Domination 8-1, Smoky Hill also 8s, Tiger Cliff is 9s, Oriental Fox 11s, Lieutenant Miller 12-1, 16-1 for Brockwell and Platinum, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Big betting heat, Andy. What would be taking your money here?
You've just quoted 9-1 for Tiger Hill. That's an unbelievable price. He should be favourite for me, Tiger Hill. I know he's got top weight, but he is a big horse. He's won with a big weight before, so I don't see that upsetting him. He obviously won the Ebor, stayed on very strong in the latter stages, having looked as though he was struggling a little bit from round about the three pole onwards, but in the end he was well on top, I thought.
Yep.
He beat a good field as well. I thought the Ebor, even though it was a small diluted field, I think it was a good quality race. You know, we've got a lot of horses who are well handicapped going into that race. The likes of Oriental Fox have boosted the form, who was well beat on that occasion. Several fancied horses like Opinion and Caravan Rolls On and Shake Zayed Road all never really performed, but these are good quality, almost like Group 3 horses.
Yeah.
There's no doubt Tiger Cliff's a group horse. And the fact that connections have decided to run him in this race and not go down the group race route, they've had various options along the way since then, I think that's a more telling factor than anything else. The fact that Lady Cecil, I think, wants to win this as well, for obviously in memory of her husband, Henry, I think this is a race he's always wanted to win but never managed it. Now he's got the ideal horse to do it. A horse that's won over the track, that horse that handles soft ground, that stays really well. Don't forget, this horse was massively unlucky in the 2 mile four race at Royal Ascot.
Yeah.
But he should have won that day. Queerley, admittedly, probably rode a bad race on it. He'd probably hold his hands up and say, I gave him too much to do.
Yeah.
But he was finishing strong.
Kind of thing, didn't
well,
he
did. They didn't probably know whether he'd get two and a half, but he did. Yeah. He's got every equipment that you could imagine to handle the hurly-burly nature. He goes in a big field. You could say he's got a modest draw. That would be the only thing that be the one negative. Maybe that's the reason why he's 9-1. But he'll have his ground tomorrow because it's going to rain. He's a massive player, Tiger Cliff. A proper class group horse in a handicap.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose the draw is a bit of a negative. But over 2 miles and 2 furlongs, you've got enough time to get out of jail.
Hopefully, he might be able to squeeze him in, slot him in somewhere. Because if he does, then he's going to be dangerous.
Okay. So Tiger Cliff then in the Cesaro. Which, let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind, before you go.
Yeah, hot streak. Very strong on him. He's a good horse on soft ground, and if the rain comes, he should be okay. I'll probably go without strip. With the impending rain coming for the Dewhurst, and I'll go with the class horse, the top weight Tiger Cliff and the Cesarewitch.
Good stuff. Should be a cracking day at Newmarket. Thank you very much.
Should be. Cheers, Mark.
So there you go then, the thoughts of Andy Holding on Saturday's racing at Newmarket. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio. We also have a good card at York, National Hunt action from Chepstow and Hexham, and an all-weather card at Wolverhampton in the evening. So 5 meetings to look forward to, a great day to look forward to as well. The start time on Racing Radio is 1:40 p.m. Stuart Beasley, Ross Briley and Gary Capewell will be the team in the studio. So tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.